This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, it's that regular time of our month where we get Megan in from Berry Street Foster Care to have a chat to us about that organisation and what's been happening. Hello, Megan.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
Now, welcome back to the country as well. You've been jaunting around the world.
I have been. I've been on holiday and a little bit of work and a little bit of holiday, which was great. Portugal and London.
Oh, it was tough. Can you hear the bragging?
I can hear it.
A couple of pride marches. It was good.
Oh, my God. It's like, and it's such a good time of year to be in Europe.
Oh, so. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, so jealous. And there's a lot of joy people. I keep seeing feeds on my Facebook page. Everybody's in Greece and the UK and it's just like
chasing the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
We got sun.
And wind and rain.
Now, you did say that there was a little bit of work involved. You went off for a conference.
I did. I went to the first international gay and lesbian psychology conference, psychology and related fields, which was in Lisbon.
Okay.
It was amazing being the very first one.
I was going to say, so the first time that there's ever been a psychology conference specifically about LGBT issues?
Yeah. So there was a mixture of practitioners as well as academic researchers from all around the world. So really diverse topics and lots of amazing research and programs happening. And
what sort of numbers did you get for the conference?
I was trying to estimate while I was over there. I'd probably say about 400 or 500 people, maybe.
Okay, that's not bad for a first one.
Yeah, absolutely. So and talked about all kinds of different things and some of the issues that are facing people in Russia and South Africa and people that couldn't make the conference because of the oppression of where they're living at the moment. So they weren't actually able to leave the country to come to the conference. So really eye opening.
Okay. Stuff. What sort of, I'm going to be your boss for a minute, what sort of benefit do you think that brings to you personally in your role?
I actually presented on a piece of work that we've been doing with the Benevolent Society in New South Wales around recruiting gay and lesbian foster carers. And so one of the sections of the conference was around GLBTI families and work that's been done in that area. And amazing for me to present the paper and have people from all different parts of the world come up and talk to me about it later. And
so you were the subject matter expert.
Kind of. There was a lot of experts there. but people sort of coming up saying, you know, we couldn't even consider it in our country. It's just fantastic that you know, we're doing overt campaigns and that gay and lesbian people are being recognised as good parents and as good carers. For some countries, it's just not even an option. And particularly in Russia at the moment, where they're looking at removing children from gay and lesbian families.
Yeah, wow.
So, you know, there's just it put a whole new perspective on it for me.
So we've sort of talked about it before, but at the end of the day, this is really, really held high stuff for Australia. This is one of the things we can be really proud of.
Absolutely.
In terms of gay and lesbian people being seen as great candidates as foster parents and parents generally.
Absolutely. And one of the things that hit home for me was what a privileged life we lead here. You know, really, we are so privileged in what we can do, and sometimes I think we take it for granted that we have rights, which we do, but it's such a different world for other gay and lesbian people around the world. So, we can certainly hold our head up high.
Fantastic. Now, I guess, given that you did present something, you had lots of actual real evidence, like, you know, you were presenting case studies and that sort of stuff.
What we presented, we only had a very short time to do it, but we presented on the campaign that we've been doing and also the work that Benevolent Society has done in New South Wales. They've been doing it for about 3 years, 4 years, really being overt in their campaigns and encouraging gay and lesbian people to be foster carers. And we also undertook a survey of carers in Victoria and New South Wales to talk about their experience of becoming foster carers and, you know, what's important to them, what is a challenge for them as gay and lesbian carers. And it's been, we've still got to write the paper up, but the initial findings have been really good, and it's something we'd love to make a national survey out of.
Fantastic. Mm. It's really good to hear. So I bet you'll be really excited for the next conference whenever it's scheduled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think everyone... It was actually a really great... being the first one, it was a really great atmosphere and a lot of people wanting to know where is it going to be next, because it gave a real good feel of... you know, the different kind of work that's being done, I think, inspired a lot of people to keep doing the work that they're doing and to keep doing research and to hear the views of gay and lesbian people.
Great. Well, look, it sounds sounds amazing, and I'm so glad that we got, as a country, we got to participate in such a positive way. So well done to you.
Thank you.
And well done to Berry Street as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
The other thing we need to talk about briefly is your monthly podcast is about to be recorded. It'll be up in the next day or so. What's the topic for this month?
Well, the topic this month is a bit of a get to know Berry Street through an interview with our CEO, Sandy DeWolf, who's coming in to do the podcast this month. And Sandy's been with Berry Street for, I think, just over 20 years and worked with children, youth and families for nearly 40 years. So she's got a huge amount of knowledge and insight into both the organisation and the sector as well. So it'll be great to hear her.
All right, fantastic. That'll be up at joy.org.au in the next day or so, yes, as well as the Berry Street website as well.
That's right.
Look forward to that. Megan, thanks once again for dropping in.
Pleasure.
And congratulations once again on your work for the conference.
Thank you very much.
Well done. That's Megan there from Berry Street Foster Care. It's 26 minutes past four. CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. This is Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.